to help us with the NCAA tournament. Jerry Meyer from 24/7 Sports is on the line with us. Jerry, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Good morning to you.
I mean, this is a great day, right? This is if you don't enjoy these next 4 days, man, that basketball can't do anything for you.
That would be true, man. I think maybe, I don't know, the next weekend's a really good one as well, but what a time for a basketball fan, no doubt.
We had this conversation yesterday with Dan Dockich, and you're the perfect guy to ask, okay?
Okay.
Identify some dudes. In other words, the guys that when you – if you were sitting courtside, you go, holy cow. We did it more about teams yesterday, but I want to ask you about dudes because you know what it takes to get to the next level.
Yeah.
Give me some players that we need to watch in this tournament.
Well, let me give this a shot. I'll never forget at the Peach Jam. That's the top national tournament for the Nike kids, PJ Washington. He was actually playing for the Memphis team, for Team Penny. And, man, I'm just going with your sitting courtside and you feel something special. Like there's a vibration coming off a guy. It kind of scares you a little bit.
Yep.
I'm telling you, PJ has that. I would not want to guard a PJ Washington. Of course, Zion, you know, John Morant special. I'm a big Kobe White guy. For North Carolina, I think he has something special. You know, Jordan Bone reminds me a little bit of him. I think Kobe's just a little higher level. He's a guy. Grant Williams, I mean, he's a special player with some special pop. And, you know, the game I'm probably most excited about is the Ja Morant Marcus Howard matchup. I, you know, I don't know if they'll guard each other, but Marcus Howard, man, when I scouted him in high school, this special, special score because of special body control. When fans watch Murray State and Marquette play, I'd say check out the body control of Marcus Howard, his ability to go so fast. And, you know, it's almost like, I mean, I hate to say this, but LSU, Chris Jackson type days. I was watching video last night, having some fun, having fun watching some old LSU Shaq and the boys. And, they have a similar quality, you know, as far as lower body strength, 6 foot type guys, great pure shooters who just unbelievable body control.
Wow. I saw those LSU teams.
Yeah, we both
up
did.
Close and personal. And wow, you said
they were
Chris
fun,
Jackson. Woo! Would they have Stanley Roberts and Shaq and Chris Jackson?
Yeah.
Didn't get to the final four.
Blanton, I can't remember his first name, but Blanton, and the small forward, knocking
that's
down threes on the
was
wing.
It Ricky Blanton?
Game.
I don't know.
Ricky Blanton, there we go. Thank you. Forgot his first name. Yeah.
I remember when Shaq came in as a freshman to Champaign to play Illinois, and he got a rebound and went coast to coast and slammed it. And I thought I had just seen the next great thing.
You thought you had just watched Blue
did.
Chips?
Right? No, I was like, this
you
is.
Did see it.
I'm like, this is the man who will transform basketball.
Well, there you go. You realized what you saw.
Well, what sparked the conversation is yesterday is in 03. Jerry, they sent me to Phoenix for the Sweet 16 out there. Vanderbilt was playing UConn. Syracuse was in there, out there. Alabama was out there. And I was sitting courtside, and Vanderbilt came out to warm up. And right after that, you know, I'm sitting courtside, and here comes Connecticut. It's the first time I'd seen one of their games that season.
Right.
And the minute they came out on the court, I went, rut-row, oh, my goodness. And I started texting people like Vanderbilt is in big, big trouble. Like I know Connecticut is good, but now that I'm sitting here courtside watching them warm up, these dudes are ridiculous.
You know, I saw Steph Curry.
We call it the warm up scout. You know, you scout them in warm up, and you went with that.
Absolutely. And it played out,
that's
unfortunately, for Vanderbilt. It played out.
You nailed it.
So,
I remember watching on TV those old John Thompson teams at Georgetown.
Oh, my gosh.
That would scare me.
Yeah. Graham and.
Those dudes, Wingate and Reggie Williams on the wing.
Man,
and Graham,
scary.
The main guys, Ewing. But anyway.
How about some of the question marks? You brought up P.J. Washington that we know we have found out he's not playing in the game against Abilene Christian tonight. Who knows? He was evidently it happened in the Tennessee game here where we're sitting right now at Bridgestone Arena on last Saturday afternoon. How much does that affect Kentucky? And obviously none of us know really – when he does play, what he's going to be at. But how much does that affect their team?
Oh, it affects him a lot. He's a great player. I thought it affected him a lot when Reed Travis was out. I guess they're just flipping it now. You know, you would think they would be fine, but, you know, you tend to think that about all the teams that are expected to win. Who knows what will happen, but it affects them. I think they'll be fine. I would tend to think, you know, they had to go a stretch without one of their big men. Now it just has flipped. And they have guys to bring off the bench. I would think they're fine, but P.J. Washington is an integral player for that team. He brings a lot of force, a lot, you know, strength. He controls space, and then he's got a versatile game. You know, he can score in different ways and make plays for him on the perimeter and inside.
Okay, let me breeze through a couple more. Wade out with Kansas State. How does that affect them? Frank Howard, the news, out for Syracuse. How does that affect them?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I don't know. I'm not great at this because, you know, it's just so hard to predict because, you know, guys fill voids or sometimes they don't, you know, and it's devastating to lose a player. You know, Kansas State, I think Wade's a great player. He is a great player, too. It's going to affect them now. They had to play without him last year. So, you know, I think teams are used to playing without guys. I mean, even Duke did all right without Zion, but you could just sense that void. It's just hard to predict exactly how it's going to impact the team.
Well, I've always said that the three-point line is the great equalizer. I know I'm not the only one who has said that. So who are some of the lower-seeded teams who can really fill it up from three that could spell disaster for some of the higher seeds?
That's a great question, man, and I did not study my three-point shooting stat.
Well, I didn't either. That's why I asked you.
I know. Well, I'm the one letting us down. I mean, I think you got to think about Wofford. They're a seven seed. It's not like they're that low.
They're still Wofford, man.
I find the Yale-LSU game intriguing. Barton Simmons, who does football with us, you know, Yale graduate, he's kind of feeling this Yale team, thinks they're a little more athletic than past teams. I find that one interesting, you know. I'm going to tell you the game to watch, though, Marquette, Murray State.
Yeah.
I'm kind of zeroed in on that one.
What about Belmont with Maryland?
Belmont. Yeah, I think Belmont's got a great chance. I mean, I actually did a little research on that one, and, I mean, none of the numbers scared me. You know, I know most of the Maryland players from having scouted them. That doesn't really scare me.
6-11's a toss-up.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, the spread's at 3, I think, right now.
Yep.
I saw something on Twitter before I got on. 66% of the money's on Belmont.
Wow.
Which might be a bad thing. As you know how that usually works, you know. But a lot of people in America like Belmont's chances, 66%.
Do you believe, as we wrap this up, Jerry, do you believe there's a Loyola Chicago story or run this year, in your opinion?
You know, there probably is a Cinderella run. Heck if I know who it is.
If you were throwing a dart, who would it be?
And I keep hearing about UC Irvine. I have not seen them play. But I hear a lot of chatter about them. I'm looking through it right now. I mean, I think Belmont, as much as anyone, could do damage. I really like the, you know, they're number six. I really like Buffalo. I think Buffalo is a great squad.
Nevada. I like Nevada a lot.
Nevada, you know, right. And they went deep last year. And to me, like, I found this very ironic because now my bracket matters because I'm doing a podcast and they've moved me more into college basketball analysis at 24/7. You know, I'm not just doing recruiting. And it's called March Madness. This thing's illogical. My teenage daughter usually has a better bracket than me. I'm supposed to be an expert, and I'm just like, God, I can't believe this. This is so, like, we're going to start watching games today, and just everyone's wadding up their bracket and throwing it in the, you know,
I'm the sports guy at work, and I'm usually at the bottom half.
Well, I was going to say, Jerry.
24/7 sports, our HR person usually wins. the person with the one job that's not sports related. She beats all the sports guys.
Jerry, I told Corey that I picked Villanova to win it all in my bracket last year and didn't finish in the top five, which means I didn't have a clue about the rest of the games. I just knew Villanova was going to win it.
You got the big one. Well, you got the big one.
Hey, thanks for doing this. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Same here. All right, let's do it.
All right, Jerry Meyer, 24/7 Sports.